At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Close. So close. You were off.
I lead this bitch.
Well, do a better job.
Thursday morning, you're hanging out in the break room. Watch this classic rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
48 degrees right now. Gonna get up in the mid-50s, but it will never stop raining ever again.
Man, this sucks.
This has been a pretty crappy last...
God damn, man.
I mean, it's gonna be like 48 hours of straight rain by the time it's all said and done. And even after we get a little bit of a respite, like this evening overnight...
Coming right morning, back.
Yeah, the rain is coming right back. Although, Memorial Day, Monday, sunny and 65.
Great.
And Sunday, 35% chance of rain, 61, so we might get a little... Hopefully, that's like towards the evening.
Yeah.
So if you did have anything planned, you'll be able to pull it off.
Mm.
All right, so let's recap everything you need to know that happened overnight, because a lot of stuff happened.
What happened?
Your Rochester Americans lost 4-1 in Laval.
Ooh.
In their second, third round for the leagues of the playoffs. It's confusing.
Yeah.
They are now up against it. They have to win.
They're down two?
Yeah, they're down two. Mm. They now have to win the last two games. Both of those are in Quebec.
No, they're down one game.
Down one game, win the last two in Quebec. The Knicks-Pacers had what might have been the greatest ending of an NBA game in the playoffs last night of all time.
Wow.
The Pacers were down 14 points with just under 3 minutes to play.
God damn.
They were down 9 points with under a minute to play.
How does that work, man?
You're down nine.
Yeah, but that seems like a lot to do.
They tied the game at the buzzer and won in overtime. The Knicks choked so badly.
How bad?
They had a 99.1% chance of winning this game with 2 minutes and 50 seconds left. And they lost the first game of the Eastern Conference Finals. And if that wasn't bad enough, Halliburton, the point guard for the Pacers, if you know your sports history, if you watch that 30 for 30, Reggie Miller, similar situation against the Knicks.
He was on the call, by the way.
He was the color guy for TNT last night. He is in the building. The Knicks fans despise Reggie Miller. He did the choke thing to Spike Lee.
Yeah.
Halliburton hits that shot to send him in overtime. Choke thing on the floor at MSG. It's one of the greatest moments I've ever seen in my life. It was like goosebump inducing.
It was. But he also thought they won in that moment,
too. He
didn't
think they won.
Yes. So he thought he shot a three. It ended up being a two.
His toe was on the line, so they had to go play more basketball, but the Pacers pulled it off.
It worked out for him, because if they didn't, that would have been kind of embarrassing.
One of the worst moments in NBA history for him. Here's the thing. Even if you're not a basketball fan, go back and find the highlights of the last 3 minutes of this game. It is jaw-dropping. They're just raining threes on the Knicks. So we got that covered.
All right.
But, you know, if the break room wants to keep people abreast of one specific thing.
What's that?
It's what's going on with your politicians.
Who's in trouble now?
No, nobody's in trouble.
Oh, okay.
Nobody's in trouble. In fact, depending on how you look at this, this might be a nice story.
Oh, really?
Yes. State senators got together yesterday in a rare bipartisan move.
So they all got together?
Yes, they did. And a bipartisan agreement to celebrate a day. Yesterday in Albany, they made a Star Wars proclamation. And they passed this bipartisan resolution, which, by the way, we'll tell you about more in a second.
Yeah.
Involving the legendary movie franchise. They went all out, Tommy. All
right.
In the state chambers with the elected officials, there were two stormtroopers, full regalia, that Disney sent from Disney World for the occasion.
Okay.
And they sent them. They made sure, no, New York did not pay for this. Disney sent them for free. Like the stormtroopers, Tommy, were standing behind the elected lawmakers while they were talking about
this. Like they were like the state troopers.
Kind of, I guess, right? They also pretended to use the force to open the door bring the stormtroopers in. And if that wasn't enough, two state senators, one Republican, one Democrat, brought in their own custom-built lightsabers.
That they owned.
That they built while on Disney vacation separately.
Yes.
And they were playing.
Well, if there's one thing two sides can agree on, it's Star Wars, I guess.
Okay. They played with lightsabers.
Yeah.
Two men in suits.
So they were doing a little game.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah.
So what was the point of this?
Oh, well, we'll tell you the point, Tommy. It was a proclamation naming May 4th, 2025, Star Wars Day in the state of New York.
So every May the 4th be with you,
it's going to
be Star Wars Day.
It specifically was a proclamation naming May 4th, 2025, Star Wars Day in New York.
Oh, just this year?
Just this year, just like a little ceremonial
thing. But it
already
passed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
You want to know why?
Why?
You want to know why they had to do it yesterday?
Why?
They were planning on doing it May the 4th.
Yeah.
But they couldn't because the two sides in the Senate couldn't get together to pass the state budget on time.
Oh, okay. But then we're going to work on this.
So maybe abandon that idea then,
Let's recap what happened here. State of New York.
Yes.
Took legislative time
mm-hmm.
to have stormtroopers flown up,
stand
in there, make a proclamation about a day that happened 2 weeks earlier that they couldn't do on the actual day because they couldn't do their jobs to get the budget passed.
So it was like a play day for them.
It was a play date.
Where they could play sabers.
But that was 2 weeks past because you couldn't get your job done. So instead, you just didn't do your job for a little while yesterday. And again, you can make this political if you want. It was bipartisan.
Yeah.
Both Republican and Democrat decided, hey, you know, it's a good idea. Let's not only waste a bunch of time with stormtroopers in a space for elected officials, a sacred space, but remind everybody that we have to do this now because we couldn't get our jobs done. Forget for months, two weeks ago, because that budget should have been done in January.
But we still got to squeeze in playtime.
Oh, my God,
that's got to be the saddest.
Can I also point out
the
stormtroopers were there?
Yeah.
The stormtroopers are the bad guys.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking that too.
That's right.
They're trying to right?
Yeah.
I'm not a Star Wars aficionado
by
any stretch of the imagination, but they're the evil empire.
Yeah.
Forgot about that.
That you brought into a government chamber to protect you. Not the best optics.
All right.
In any kind of way, in any way at all. What are you doing? Why are you doing this?
I have no idea.
Totally pointless. It was totally, did you just want to see guys in stormtrooper outfits?
Because you could have just went down. I mean, you've been down there. You made your little lightsaber.
Two of the guys made their own lightsabers. Yeah.
That's
sad. Played with.
That is so embarrassing, man.
Grown-ass men.
Legislators.
Yes. And not only that, they tweeted about, I'm watching a video right now.
Yeah.
Of a grown-ass man who looks to be in his 60s, in a suit and tie, playing with a lightsaber while people, he turns it on, and other lawmakers are golf clapping for him while he's wah, 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 wah.
And what's the whole Star Wars? I don't even get the connection to New York State and Star Wars and Disney World.
Okay, so there's no
to do something fun for that day, I guess.
Yeah, May the 4th. Yeah.
I get that, but that's something I could see Disney doing that.
Nope.
Why are we doing it?
Great question.
There's no
New York connection. There is zero New York connection to this. It was just a fun, Kimmy said, thing.
Yeah.
But again, it would have only really worked on the day of.
Yeah.
But you couldn't do it on the day of.
All right.
Because you guys couldn't get the job done. So you waited 2 weeks, to do a totally pointless thing in which two grown men in ties standing near stormtroopers that were flown up from Florida played with lightsabers.
And everybody was in on it. Everybody said, yeah, this is a great idea.
It was one of the few bipartisan things that has happened in the last 5 years in the state of New York. Everybody got together to waste time and look like complete idiots. What? How do you not see this?
I know.
Guys and gals. I don't mean to be like, you know, I'm not trying to be political hot talk guy.
No, but to your point, how could you sit there and go, this is going to play out well? Like, people are going to go, yeah, thank you, Albany, for doing Star Wars Play Day.
And even more frustrating, right? Like, there's a couple of news stories written here. They're all like, ah, isn't this fun? Which I guess it's not.
For who?
This isn't. It's not.
Who's it fun for?
I don't know.
It's not fun for me.
Well, you don't like Star Wars.
Yeah.
Maybe there are Star
Wars. I really don't like Star Wars in the hands of a 60-year-old guy.
Well, that's who it's for. I mean, it's for your generation.
Right.
Yeah.
Range.
Right?
Yeah, we kicked it off.
But like a couple of the news stories, and it's not on the news. Like, the job of the news is just to report the news, right? Like, there doesn't have to be a political slant. That's fine. But, like, they all write, like, these glowing, like, look how much fun they're having. And it's like, why are you covering this?
Yeah, that's not really the point of a state capital. What are we? Go have some fun.
Ah! 252-WCMF, 252-9263. And, again, like, in this Star Wars thing, that they did in Albany yesterday with the state senate. Like, they have to find a way to connect it afterwards. I'm going to read you a quote. This is from one of the state senators.
Yeah.
Rivera is the guy's name. Senator Rivera says, in Star Wars, political parallels in Star Wars are influenced to this day in my daily work, but the franchise has served as a much-needed respite to a faraway galaxy for decades. When you look at Star Wars, the Empire is clearly what we should be fighting. We should be fighting organized fascist orders that need to be resisted, not to be fought. They need to be sabotaged, need to be stopped. You're standing next to the stormtroopers, bro!
Right.
And none of this matters!
No, it does.
It's done to stop with the movie!
Because, I'm guessing even, Star Wars people that love the movies or, you know, collect all the Star Wars stuff, they don't care. Do they care about this?
I don't know. I mean,
are they that into it?
Would it be
because even they're probably like, that's why they stand. They're the ones going, why they stand next to the stormtroopers? That doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm trying to bring this back, Kimmy, to our world, because none of us in the room are Star Wars people, right? Okay, despite the fact that you have a tracksuit that looks like you produced it in 1972. Like, if Josh Allen showed up in the Senate chamber and started throwing, footballs to set, would we think that's cool?
I don't know. Could he make it look cool? Probably.
Okay. So would we be like, oh, this is awesome?
Well, it'd be a connection to New York State, at least.
That's a good point.
And, you know, the Bills make money and create jobs. That would make sense.
That's a good point. The story on Spectrum also goes on to talk about they're trying to tie, Star Wars bringing politicians together.
Yeah.
Quote, the fandom has united lawmakers across the aisle. They named four senators, two of which are Democrats, two Republicans. They have a group text chat where they frequently discuss the franchise. It sparked a friendship between the group, who typically disagree on major policy issues. That's what Star Wars is all about. It's about bringing people together from around the world of different cultures.
No, that's what moms do when they want the kids to play nice with each other. You both like Star Wars, right? Why don't you go up in your room and play Star Wars? It's like they're little kids, man.
If that mattered, what was said there, one of the lawmakers would have been like, we actually disagreed on this policy inserted here, and our love of Star Wars actually connected us, and we found a common ground.
Mm.
But that's not in there?
No.
Which kind of tells me that maybe none of this matters.
No, it doesn't matter.
Shut up. Okay, Robert's got a possible connection on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, he says, isn't New York the Empire State? As in the Empire, like Darth Vader.
Okay, that's a stretch.
But also maybe not a parallel you want to draw, maybe.
Okay.
Just take it out loud.
Yeah, because we'd be the evil empire.
Yep, evil empire there with the stormtroopers all standing there being all. I'm a pretty optimistic guy.
Yeah.
Right? I want to be happy. But this kind of sucks the life out of me a little bit. Just a little bit. And it doesn't even matter. Like, none of it matters because if they weren't wasting time doing this, they'd be wasting time doing other things.
Yeah, but now you know what they're wasting time on.
The stormtroopers. All right.
Like, they're not even doing adult wasting time. if it was coke and hookers, at least you're being men about it. Like, you're being little boys in a sleepover.
All right, 252 WCMF. We're trying to find the parallels to New York. Rob brings up the Empire State
thing.
Not great. Maybe Nick can help us out here. Right. You know, we told you they had the two stormtroopers flown up by Disney in the Senate chamber. Hey, Nick, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Hey, Rob just beat me. Yeah, it's because it's probably because it's the Empire State, no, even though it's stupid.
But again, it's the bad guys. You don't want to be the bad guys.
Oh, absolutely. No, it's terrible. It's a terrible idea. I don't know why they did it, but that's probably the only reason why they would.
All right, Nick, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I love how you beat me to it. Nick, you could have just hung up the phone, buddy. Could have just hung up the phone.
That's my idea.
Nobody's going to be like, oh, we lost Nick. Let's cancel the show.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This weekend, the unofficial kickoff to grilling season.
Oh, yeah, right? This is it.
And when it comes to what you will be cooking for the folks that are over at your house, there are two ways to go about it.
What do you do?
You can do the economical thing, what fits into your budget.
Yeah.
Or you can cook for the preferences of the folks that will be there. And one store here in town is hoping to allow you to do the latter.
Okay.
But you can't really blame people for doing the first thing, can you?
Oh, I can, yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. So this week, Wegmans announced they are lowering prices on certain grilling items all summer long.
Fantastic.
So we're talking family packs of strip steaks, ground beef, Italian sausage, condiments, produce, desserts. The full list is on their website. Very exciting.
Yeah.
Very exciting. Now, here's the thing. Kimmy, the prices say lower. Not low.
All right, but they're down a little. That's good.
And with the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, if people kick off their grilling season and have had sticker shock, right?
Yeah.
This is going to be a welcome respite.
Sure.
Kimmy, you had brought up a question earlier this week.
Yeah. Because when you, if you're hosting, you know, whether it's the 4th of July, a party, a summer party of some sort, when you decide what you're going to cook for everybody, are you cooking based on the price of something at the time, or are you cooking based on what people kind of expect for that occasion?
So are you grilling for economy, or are you grilling for preference of guests?
Like, do you go to the store not knowing what you're going to buy yet until you get there and see the prices?
So your thought on inviting people over to eat would be?
Well, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
You're hosting.
Okay.
Yeah. Hosting people coming over to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not coming over for budget night.
Well, like
you could do that with your family.
Hot dogs? No, is that not good enough for you?
But if you're going to chintz out,
Well, what's
don't
chintz?
Host.
What would be chintz for you?
If you don't step up. If you host and host, if you don't throw a party. We've been to some busted ass, and bro, you had one. Busted had ass one. Party with that stank ass grill with your buddies.
I was like 21 years old.
Oh my God, man. I got tetanus that night.
By the way, you're the sad person that showed up by himself.
At least I brought whiskey.
And you took it home with you.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
And I left before everybody showed up.
Kimmy, there's a way to figure this out.
Okay.
We can do a power ranking of grill food based right. on chintz to quality.
By the way, also, can I just interject?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did you do the year before? Because if you went top shelf last year, you can't go back.
Oh, no, I disagree. Because there are factors that can change. Price of food, the job you have. There goes the old man wave.
Then let somebody else host. It's got bank.
What if nobody else wants to host? What if this is something you enjoy? Stay home. Da-ba-da, stay home. Da-ba-da, stay home. Da-ba-da, stay home. Stay home. Okay. If we're going to do a power ranking of grill food, from chintziest to the highest end. Tommy, what is your chintziest grill food?
It's a hot dog.
Okay.
But it can't be the lowest hot dog. It's got to be a Zweigel.
No, but Zweigel's, look, Zweigel's affordable compared to like a steak, but Zweigel's is still expensive compared to other hot dogs.
I understand. But if you're gonna chintz out on a junior varsity dead dong hot dog, I pass.
Kimmy, would you
even do a Zweigel?
All right, Kimmy, would you be fine with someone you go over their place for grill and they cook a bunch of ballpark hot dogs for you? Are you okay with that?
Yeah, it's fine.
Low.
You're telling
me it's a pretty standard summer grill food. It's
we're a Zweigel town.
Oh no, I agree with you. Right, Zweigel's is delicious, but Zweigel's are more expensive than a pack of ballparks than a pack of Salins, whatever they are. Right. So you're telling me you would be offended if I had a cookout and handed you a ballpark Frank.
Yeah, man. I come over for I don't eat that many hot dogs. So this is what I get.
Okay. So if
poverty
hot,
dog?
If hot dog is the chintziest of grill items, and I agree, unless there's something we're not thinking of, 252 WCMF, why does it feel chintz when there's just hot dogs? But when you throw hamburgers on the grill, it feels completely different.
Yeah, it's a different setup.
But it's not that much more.
You're giving somebody another option. You can have one of each.
Yeah.
Okay, but I could have two. Look, I mean, if you buy ballpark Franks, those things are what, like $5 for a pack of 12?
Yeah.
Like, I could have four ballpark Franks. It is weird how the ground beef is not that much more expensive. If you're looking for a deal, you could find it.
Yep.
But, like, throwing burgers on with the hot dogs makes it feel 180 degrees.
I think it just makes it feel complete.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a feeling of, like, yeah, those two things go together. So you can't have one without the other.
Are you disappointed, Kimmy, if you go to a cookout and there's not hamburger option?
No. No, I can deal with a hot dog and some sides. As long as you need, like, the standard, like, picnic sides along with it.
Yeah, but
it.
They may go low on
like,
that.
Like, you can't just have hot dogs and nothing else.
No, but I would argue...
Like, the sides are a filler.
I would argue the lower the sides off the grill, the better the cookout's going to be. You don't want expensive sides.
No, but what do you call... How low do you go?
Well, I mean, coleslaw's pretty low.
All right, I like
mayonnaise.
Slaw.
Coleslaw's delicious. I mean... When we start getting into the more complicated salads.
Yeah, what do you call complicated salad?
Well, like, you know, like Wegmans sells those tubs of salads.
Yeah.
Like that potato salad, the pasta salad. That seems too complicated for me.
I got to have tater salad.
Really?
Yeah, my southern roots, son.
Okay.
I need tater salad.
But you guys put raisins in it. Get out of my face.
I'm not a fan of fruit.
Okay.
I know you are.
Yeah, that's why we've been friends for so long.
I got to have all three. I got to have slaw, taters, and mac.
No, you give me some kind of potato.
But you're talking just
standard.
One?
Yeah.
No, you need a variety.
No, I mean, look, I'll give you coleslaw.
I love a variety of pasta salads.
Okay,
like, I will do multiple scoops of different, because like I have friend who makes a pasta salad with chopped pickles in it, and it is delicious.
I am good. I'm out on summer pasta salad.
What? Are you nuts?
No, here's why. First of all, you're going to get a paper plate, like every, you know, and that's standard. That's fine. You shouldn't do dishes outside. Mm-hmm. Mm. The pasta salads, you can't scoop them up on the paper plate.
That's because your family always bought those chintzy communion wafer goddamn plates that don't hold up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You go Chinette.
Shut up. What am I, some kind of millionaire?
Chinette or I go home.
Okay, so don't come, you dick.
So I had a father-in-law that I had a Sicilian father-in-law, Big Tony. He refused to eat off a paper plate. So when he came over, we'd have all the paper plates for the thing. He would go inside and get a proper dish to eat off.
And I'm sure you never said anything negative about that.
You know, I'm not pissing on Big Tony.
252-WCMF, talking about with the unofficial start to grilling season this weekend. Do you cook for your economy when you have people over, your budget, or are you cooking for the preference of your guests? 252-WCMF, as we're doing the power ranking of grill foods, right? When it comes to meat, we can all agree hot dog, the most budget conscious, right? We had asked if we missed anything. Aaron's on CMF. Hey, Aaron, how are you, buddy?
Good. What's going on, man?
What up, man?
Hey, I got a question, though. You guys are talking about Big Tony and poverty dogs. Isn't the Red Wings doing a special called Big Tony's Poverty Dogs the other day?
Wait, I'm sorry. You broke up. What'd you say?
I know. That was terrible. It's okay. But, yeah, I mean, if you're going to somebody's cookout.
It wasn't okay, though. It wasn't. It
was unacceptable.
It was the opposite of okay. It was KO.
Yeah. I'm swinging and a missing with the curveball today. What do you want?
Hang up?
Yeah. All right, Aaron, I'm going to give you one more shot, buddy. What did you call with? What do you got?
Well, I mean, if somebody's being chintzy with the grill stuff, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it's not a problem, right?
So you're not offended by a whole bunch of hot dogs when you get there?
No, who cares?
I mean, I'm with Aaron, but I hate him for the joke he tried, so I don't know how to feel right now.
Nah, it's fine. You can feel crappy. It's okay. All right, Aaron, it's raining. It's all right.
Thanks for the call, Aaron. Try again next week, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Bye. There goes Aaron. Wow. That derailed fast. Fast.
Yeah, I think he sat on hold a little too long.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
Do you now, in today's day and age, have to have a chicken option for guests every time you grill?
I love grilled chicken.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but I've had, like, bad grilled chicken where it was, like, a little too tough. Like, you got to know what you're doing, I think, if you're going to grill chicken for everybody.
Look, I agree with you, but Kimmy's right.
Yeah,
Kimmy's
like, sometimes I'm like, this is a little too chewy.
Mm. So here's the thing. Like, you know, there are people now that have gotten away from the red meat.
Yeah, I understand.
So if you think or they say, I mean, it is kind of a dick move to say I'll come over, but I don't eat red meat. Like, if you have food preferences for a grill, is it a douchey move to bring your own thing to
stay
grill?
Stay home, man.
Well, no, because I want to see
my veggie burger. I got a veggie burger. Can you cook this on the grill? I hate that
thing,
man.
Wait, did you burn your mouth from eating the veggie burger?
They're impossible to grill, man.
Okay, he gets so mad about
I do. You're impossible, supposedly meat crap. Your shredded newspapers with beet juice. You calling that a meal?
But here's the thing. I'm not like, okay, of all of the people in the world, they're going to criticize someone else for eating strange. You are that guy.
Hey, bro, when I sit down to eat meat, though, I eat.
Yeah.
I do.
You eat two hot dogs a year.
Yeah, at the same time.
Wow. Yeah, no, he actually opens his mouth and puts them in at the same time.
I wish I could. I'm jealous of those guys that can.
Well, it's not high school anymore for you.
How did they learn how to do that?
I mean, Kimmy, do you feel the obligation to have a chicken option just in case there are folks that don't eat red meat?
I guess I've never thought about it just because I always assumed, like, if somebody, I feel like if somebody was really against eating red meat, they usually do bring their own thing.
Okay. Are you offended if someone brings their own meat to grill?
No, go ahead. Go for it if you want to bring it.
But
I'll eat the chicken. I don't like it dry.
Yeah, because that's what I mean. Like, even if you make chicken, sometimes they don't eat it anyway.
You got to do it right. You
know? I feel like if you make chicken, there will always be one person that comes forward and eats a chicken.
I guess.
Unless it's really bad chicken.
Yeah.
All right, one more question.
What was that?
Is a person who serves steak on the grill to guests, are they trying too hard?
I don't care, man. That's top shelf. I'm in.
Well, but again.
And if you do some seafood with that, you go a little
get out of my face. Oh, my. Shut up. I'm not grilling steak.
When was the last time you went to, like, a summer party where there was surf and turf involved?
That'd be pretty cool though. If they had steak and like shrimp kebabs, god damn.
No one's doing that.
Oh.
My dad used to do that in the parking lot of Bills games.
Bro,
did he really?
You the man.
He was only grilling for so many people though.
No, he was grilling for like 10 people.
I mean, that's the man.
No, it's not the man. We had a hole in our roof. I told you he would bring home the leftovers.
I don't care about your stupid kids. Give me the grilled kebabs.
My dad would marinate shrimp skewers the night before.
Yeah.
He would get these steaks from Sam's Club.
Yeah.
He would cook them, and whatever was left over, I told you, it was like Lord of the Flies. He would come home with the leftovers after the game. Put them on the stove, and we would just, we were eating steak with our bare hands, like ripping it
off.
That's
how good the stuff is.
No, that's how starving we were.
Is steak, though, tough to do on a large scale just because everybody has such different preferences for it?
I mean, I would think, like, if you're going to do a cookout, six is the most you could do steak for. Budget-wise.
I do get pissed off, though, if I'm grilling steak for people.
But
or burgers.
Might, yeah.
And they go, I want it really well done.
But what if somebody wants it that way?
That pisses me off. Man, you just ruined that. You just ruined that meat. I go, why?
Okay.
Why even eat it?
Okay, look, I agree
with you. Why don't you go lick the grass?
It should be rare, but I don't know why you're getting upset with someone for wanting it that way when you invite them as a guest.
Because it's a waste.
Okay, so just to be clear,
yeah,
you insist the guest has a say in what type of meat,
yeah,
but if the guest has a say in how they cook their meat, that
I'm
guy's
pissed.
A douche. Okay.
Yeah.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW, let us surprise you.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Little Bob here. It's America's 250th birthday, so shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. We've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving and those signature Bob-a-pedic seats. So stop into Bob's Discount Furniture or shop online at mybobs.com, where America shops for furniture.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Off the bat, this is a great story.
Okay.
Amazing thing done by some kids in our area. They are keeping history alive. They are connecting the modern world with one that often gets lost to time.
Yeah.
And past the kind thing they did, the research they were able to do here, Tommy, is astounding.
So it's a great story.
It is an amazing story. We're going to share it with you. All that being said,
yeah,
there are people who believe some things happen for a reason.
Oh, yeah. It's usually how it goes, right?
Well, it's very possible. There could be a reason why the man that is the focus of this story ended up in the position he was in.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF Memorial Day is on Monday.
Okay.
Right? It's a very important day to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice, right? But it also reminds people of everybody that has put on that uniform and gone to defend this country. With that being said, there are some kids, middle school kids out in Albion, that deserve a round of applause.
So these are like not even big kids.
No, we're talking 11, 12, 13.
Yeah.
The class, led by their teacher, Tim Archer, great name, not as good as Thomas Fires, you know, took on a research project to uncover the story of a Union soldier that was laid to rest in our area. The soldier's name was Daniel Waterhouse. We got a lot of great names.
Yeah, well, that's a good old Civil War name, though.
So Daniel Waterhouse was in a regiment out of Michigan, and a Civil War researcher out that way trying to document where these Civil War soldiers were buried couldn't find him.
Oh.
They didn't know where his grave was. And this researcher believed that Daniel Waterhouse was in an unmarked grave somewhere in our area.
Okay.
And that's where this story gets nuts. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
The kids out in Albion went to work. They sifted through the records of the town clerk, the census, the National Archives, and they uncovered, Tommy, Mr. Waterhouse starts here and somehow ends up in Michigan, goes to war for the Union. He fights for 2 years.
Okay.
He is taken prisoner by the Confederates. He escapes.
Damn.
But in doing so, gets stabbed in the leg above the knee. He then falls off a wagon, smashing his ankle. And it sounds like these injuries were like debilitating for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
He ends up back in Michigan, gets married, comes back to our area.
Now, why does he come back?
Don't know. But when he gets here, his wife dies.
Yeah.
The whole time this is happening.
Well, she probably lived to like, they lived pretty old back then. She's probably like 32, 33.
What, is she a Flintstone?
Yeah.
By the way, the whole time this is happening, Mr. Waterhouse is trying to get a pension for the injuries that he got during the war, which he never receives.
Okay.
He goes the rest of his life without getting his pension. And because of that.
So stiffened veterans goes way back.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. Because he never gets his pension, he ends up in a poorhouse in Niagara County.
Where Wait, he was, so he ends up stuck here.
You got it. Where he was originally
man,
born.
Man, they used to have poorhouses. I forgot about that.
It gets better. He then ends up in Orleans County because a lawyer from that area was trying to help him get his pension. Yeah. By the way, he never ends up getting it. He died in 1910 and is buried where the Orleans County almshouse, poorhouse,
yeah.
was located.
So like a poor person's burial?
You got it. Pauper's yeah. grave, I yeah. believe they call it.
Okay.
So here's where it gets amazing. The kids not only found him, they worked with local officials to secure a headstone for him.
Oh, so is it an unmarked area?
Yeah.
Or he had like just a marker?
I don't know what he had, but yeah. the kids ended up reaching out to folks in D.C.
Yeah.
They got him a headstone. Last weekend, they had a special ceremony for the unveiling of the new headstone. Dozens of community members showed up, including Civil War reenactors.
Damn.
And it was an amazing effort and a stunning accomplishment for these kids. I mean, you had
yeah.
researchers that work for a living that couldn't figure this out.
Yeah.
And these middle school kids
that's
got
impressive.
Together. They did all this work. They righted a wrong. They connected their lives to 2025 to a man who fought a war that's coming up on 200 years old.
Man, what a sad story.
So I guess I'm confused. So they found where this guy was buried. Or they found his whole, they knew where he was buried and found his backstory.
It sounds like they researched the backstory and ended up finding where he was buried.
So how did I wonder where it started, you know?
I guess it goes into the records where you just slowly track things down, put puzzle pieces together, and they figured it out. I mean, these are middle school kids.
Yeah.
Very impressive. So with all that.
Yeah.
Are we sure that this guy, the soldier, was in a bad spot because of bad luck?
It sounds like it.
Okay, let's talk things out. Tommy, there's one thing you can never uncover with census forms, National Archives, things like that.
What's that?
If someone was a jerk.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, it's very possible that this man was an unfortunate soul who did everything right and caught a bad break and
He got many bad breaks.
Just bad break after bad break. But it's also possible, and I'm not suggesting this was the case, but it's possible.
Yeah.
Guy was kind of a jerk.
Okay.
Right? I mean, how would you know?
But, I mean, there's no indication of that. I mean,
based on what?
So far he got captured, injured, went broke, no pension.
Yep.
And his wife dies, but I don't see jerk in there.
But
you could also argue maybe even if he was a jerk, maybe it was a result of trauma.
Totally understood.
You know what I mean?
I agree with you.
And by the way,
you know, it would make sense.
What we consider jerk now was probably normal behavior in 1860s.
Also valid. True. I guess what I'm
now,
getting...
Back then, you could openly punch a mule.
Man, I wish I could openly punch a mule right now. Look, I'm not suggesting this guy was a jerk. What I'm getting at when you read this story...
Yeah, you don't know.
We tend to give folks that were around way before us the benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
That they were all God-fearing, hard-working, good people that did the right thing every single day. But I want you... to take a look around at some point today.
Okay.
It's not really how it is now.
No.
There are jerks all over the place. In fact, everybody listening knows a whole bunch of jerks.
But you didn't have time to be a jerk.
You had nothing but time to be a jerk. You had no TV. You had no internet.
But you had to
You didn't have pickleball on Wednesdays.
Yeah, you had to work all day just to eat.
Okay.
You probably worked and you worked. From the time you got up to the time you went to bed, you had to walk to everything.
Sun went down. When the sun went down, you couldn't work anymore.
And so you think that was jerk time?
That was jerk hour, not in the fun way that we're considering it.
But they didn't have any jerk tunes back then.
What are you talking about? Ah, my gal hates me because I'm a jerk. Look at me jerking all over the place. Again, not in a fun way, which would be in context of 2025. Logically,
right.
Tommy, there were jerks in every century since the beginning of time.
Yeah, but all right.
There were cavemen. There were straight up dicks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like, we'll even do it with people we know, assume that people were just good, kind people, like parents, grandparents, folks that we did not get along with. As soon as they pass, they were wonderful people who always lit up a room.
Yes, that's true.
Right? And people, for some reason, don't want to speak ill at the dead. What I'm getting at here.
What's that?
The most amazing part about this project is these kids put in countless hours.
Yeah.
And they discovered all of these things that would have been lost to time forever. And they gave a man who served his country his rightful spot in history.
Nice send-off.
A century deferred.
Yeah.
But with everybody in history, unless they are like unbelievably famous and influential,
yeah.
No matter how hard you try, there is no amount of research for the average person to do where you could tell if people during their time actually liked that person.
Oh, yeah. That's true because that's never going to be documented back then.
Right.
Right.
Unless you did something really... really cruel.
Exactly. Like, you know, if you own Standard Oil.
Yeah. Unless there was like some, like, you know, infamous feud or something that you knew about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? Like the overwhelming majority of human beings will never have like their actual personalities.
Yeah.
Right? Released to the public.
But you never know if Lincoln was a jerk. Like in real life. He was like a sarcastic jerk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Paul writes us on Instagram. Again, we're talking about this unbelievable story out in Albion. And these middle school kids did a research project to uncover an unmarked grave of a Union soldier from our area who was injured in escaping from the Confederates. They not only found his grave doing all this research, pouring over archives and census data, they were able to get a proper headstone from officials in D.C. They had the ceremony for him over the weekend. They had Civil War reenactors.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Paul writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF on Instagram. Paul says, who cares if he was a jerk? He fought in the single most important war in American history. He still deserves the dignity of a proper burial, at least. I agree. I think you're misunderstanding me. I'm not suggesting this man was a jerk. What I'm saying is we'll never know about this guy or his neighbor or the guy down the street. And the reason I bring all of this up, I think the fact that history will lose whether or not you're a jerk is something we can all take solace in.
Mm.
Because eventually...
Yeah.
No matter how much of a jerk you've been to people in your life, you're going to be remembered as like an old-timey kind soul.
Yeah. True.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, like, think of the biggest dick you know.
Like right now.
Yeah. If they've got kids, eventually their grandkids, great-grandkids, great-great-grandkids are going to assume old Papa Jerk was sitting in a rocking chair one day, you know, with his grandkids on his lap, telling them about, like, how good life was when he was a kid.
Yeah, but it's hard now to, like, hide it.
Yeah.
Because it's so documented now.
So you believe...
Like, everything you post or liked...
that's true.
...and supported or hated...
Yep.
...or photos of you at places or doing things will kind of give you a read now that you didn't have documented even 30 years, 40 years ago.
Yeah, I mean, like, years from now, you could kind of see who was and wasn't on the wrong side of history.
Okay,
that's
a good point.
Or just your opinions.
Okay.
Or how you dressed or who you're standing next to.
So you think that the rise of social media eliminates the ability for us to be anonymous in our jerkdom?
I'm not saying it's completely, but I think you're going to get a better idea. Hmm. It may not be completely solid, but...
I'm also going to say the bigger the jerk, the more... research you can do, because likely the more posts they've put out there.
You know, you bring up a good point. If you've ever done Ancestry.com, not like the blood thing, but like research.
Yeah.
You know, they use government documents and where their names show up throughout history to try and connect the pieces. Mm. Do you think that 100 years from now, our great-grandkids are going to have some database where they can enter our names and look at our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram things? Is there enough space in the world for that to exist?
They'll make it. They'll invent it. It's just going to keep expanding.
Okay.
So, like, at some point, like, anything you put on YouTube, right, of yourself, that's going to be out there. Like, I don't know what my grandfather's voice even sounds like. He died before I was born. So there's a couple of still photos and maybe an 8mm, but I don't even know what he sounds like.
Hmm.
That's all going to change, man. Everything you do now is documented.
That's an interesting...
You have a movie... A sound movie of what you were doing.
That's a really interesting point. You're right. I don't know what my great-grandfather's voice sounds like.
But that's going to be gone, right?
Is that a good thing?
Well, it's a you'll know.
Okay.
There won't be any mystery to it.
Okay, but it also kind of eliminates, like, there is something comforting in thinking, like, your ancestors were all good people.
Yeah, because it's theater of the mind, right? Yeah. So you create these beautiful fantasies of what harkened back to the good old days.
Well, that's what I always wonder, because you know how we talked about old names coming back, and I was like, I wonder if people are, you know, finding out these old names that were in their family tree and, you know, feeling a connection to them. But I always thought, like, but what if that person sucked?
Right.
Like, you don't really know who you're naming your kid after.
Or you don't.
Like, you like the name, but what if she was just an absolute dick?
Okay.
Now, I'm named after my cousin Tommy, right? He died before I was born. I have no idea. Nothing about the guy. He died as a kid. So, but I don't know, you know, what he liked, what he didn't like. You know, it's just stories that people tell me. Never heard his voice.
But, like, think about this. You have grandkids who see you completely different than everyone that has known you on the radio for 30 years.
Right.
And if they never listen to anything left over, and if they have taste, they won't, they're going to look at you as like a kind man.
But they won't. They're going to be too curious. If they have any interest at all, they have a wealth of information.
Nobody's interested in you. I've seen the ratings.
Whoa. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!